The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Tuesday, the 10th of June, one-third of the way through the most lovely month of the year. In my book, I love the month of June. It's equivalent in some people's minds to September. Yeah, it's a good time of year. Hopefully you're going to be able to make a good day of this, as I will try to do. Ken Kessler will try to do it here. Michael Fortier is at the controls in our studio in Washington, and we are off to the races. Those of you who are wondering about the status of my beautiful bulldog, Charlotte, she came home last night. Kenny posted a picture of her with me and the group of people who did a marvelous, amazing, remarkable job of putting her back together again, to the point where, Kenny, when you saw the picture, what did you think?
I was very pleasantly surprised. I didn't know what to expect. Yeah. But she looks, I mean, I've seen her maybe a dozen times, yeah. But she looks like Charlotte.
She doesn't look like Charlotte, doesn't she?
Yeah, which was a big relief. I know it was a horrible accident, and yeah. I was, when I got the picture in my email, I was bracing for the worst. Mm-hmm. And she looks like Charlotte, and it looks like there's a lot of people that love and care about her in that picture.
Yep, they've done a remarkable job, and we've had literally thousands of people who have, in one way or another, looked at and checked out and liked and or responded at facebook.com/Good Day Show. And it's been appreciated. Maybe we'll get to some of those in a little bit. Right now, though, I want to get to what's going on in the world and in America. And I don't know what... Yesterday wasn't really a normal program anyway because of the time I spent talking about Charlotte. We did get some of the issues, but I stayed away from the Las Vegas shooting. Here are these husband and wife, this group of terrorists, I guess, extremists, whatever word we use to describe it. Shocking Las Vegas, gunned down police officers, a civilian. The officers were eating pizza when they were approached by these two. They didn't react. They didn't have time to react. Moved across the parking lot, the couple entering a Walmart. Customer with a concealed weapon intervened but was killed when he didn't realize both suspects had guns. The police closed in. The woman killed her husband, then she shot herself. The community, as you can imagine, pretty upset. Where do these people come from? That's the question. Where do these people come from? How do they exist in a world that is supposed to be sane and civilized, and somehow or other there is order, supposedly anyway, supposed to be order. But the anti-government views, I mean, it would be like a page out of 24 in a sense, and sort of a crooked, I don't even know that I could come up with a scenario that would work in 24, Kenny. And this is the same kind of stuff that you've seen in places where the skinheads have done their thing, how people are attracted to each other who have these ideas, how they live, the white supremacist movement, don't kid yourself, alive and well and living in America, and alive and well and living in other countries as well. White, Anglo-Saxon Europeans, plenty of them have the same views. There are lots of Nazis that still exist, still live in Austria, in Hungary, Germany, these places. There are a lot of them. And so the kind of hatred that they foster seems to, under these circumstances, you just wonder how it takes so long? Where are these people, where they been, what rock have they been hiding under for all this time? Kenny, what else do you know about them that would in some way, shape, or form somehow give us some answers to this? That's what most people are looking for.
I don't know that there are any answers. There are rumors, and I haven't been able to find anything credible, but you'll see it all over the Internet, that tie this couple to Clive and Bundy, the rancher that was right. in the news a month
Six,
or so ago.
Was it that long? That recently? Oh, wait a minute. No, he's not the one I was thinking about. Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking about the guy that shot... Who is the old man that shot up, I'm trying to remember his name. I can see him. But no, the guy who is chasing the government off the land, the Bureau of, for heaven's sakes, really?
Right. I haven't been able to find anything credible that actually links them, so I don't know where this story... It's all over the place now, so it's hard to find out where it came from. But it doesn't seem like... It seemed like these people were just nuts.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like they even had an understandable agenda. They killed some random people and then themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
This guy that Fox has made a hero out of, let's not pass judgment yet, but you know that I don't favor the kinds of things. I mean, I'm for, at first, this guy even got my approval, if you will, got my attention and my support, because I think the government way overreaches, owns way too much land, and does things to farmers and ranchers that's unspeakable. Having said that, though, after we started examining who he was, he left a bad taste in my mouth. And so I think, and then for whatever the reason, the people who supported him, I think even Fox backed away from him after they tried to make a hero out of him, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Well, he said some pretty stupid things while he had the microphone,
mm-hmm.
and it was hard to continue to back him after that.
Right. Yep. All right, it's 13 at the hour. In a few moments, Victoria Jones is going to join us to give us the update on Mr. Bergdahl, and maybe there are some questions that need answering. Have there been any answers to questions that have been asked? We'll get to that in just a moment here on Good Day.
I had crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belveeta.
Morning win.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boston beer, pretty Boston mask. Get responsive.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. He and I have Victoria Jones from the Talk Radio News Service here to update us on the Bergdahl. I don't call him Sergeant Bergdahl, Victoria. I call him Mr. Bergdahl. I don't understand how he became a sergeant after he was put into captivity by the Taliban. Do you have any information on that as we get started here?
Yes, he's actually a private first class. He was a private first class when he was captured by the Taliban. He received two automatic promotions, and he does not like being called Sergeant Bergdahl. He has said to the nursing staff at the hospital where he is in Germany, I didn't go before the boards, I didn't earn it.
Uh-huh. All right, let's get some questions answered from the administration's point of view. You sit in the briefing room, and you watch as whoever the press secretary of the day is try to flummox their way around explaining all of this stuff. What reaches you during the briefings that have taken place here in the last week or so? What stands out in your mind more than anything else as far as answers or a lack of answers?
Well, I mean, they're not really saying anything particularly new about the Bergdahl swap. I mean, what they are saying to us basically is that if they say anything at all, is that they insist that they had briefed lawmakers, which apparently they had done some time before. And the State Department is saying, in fact, that the briefings were as recent as 2013, which lawmakers are disputing. But the White House is basically just defending the swap and is just reiterating everything that is already said. It's not saying anything new. It doesn't have anything new to add to it. And that was what House Republicans were complaining about when it came out of the hour-long classified briefing last night, saying that they hadn't learned anything new. And in fact, that officials told lawmakers that none of the information they were sharing was actually secret. So some lawmakers were saying, well, why was it a classified briefing in that case?
Mm-hmm. What is the prosecutorial situation at the moment? Is he going, Bergdahl going to, when he comes back here after he's in Rhein-Main for a while in the hospital there, comes back here charged with something?
Well, he will be, there will be an investigation. He will, first of all, be questioned. At the moment, he's talking about his experience during the 5 years. Then when they feel he's ready, he will be asked about leaving the base, and he will be asked about the circumstances of his capture, and there will be an investigation of that. But there is no predetermined time schedule for that because he's, they feel that he has got to readjust, and there is no predetermined time schedule for any prisoner of war coming back for how they adjust on this. But he will be investigated for that. You see, he has wandered off the base twice before, once in California and once in Afghanistan, and came back both times.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't actually know whether or not he wandered off to see a sunrise or sunset, as he did once before and intended to come back and instead got snagged by the Taliban, or in fact intended to wander off to the mountains.
All right, we only have a few seconds left. Senator Kaine says we should have kept the people because they're hardcore jihadists who are responsible for 9/11. That's nonsense, isn't it?
Yes, it is nonsense, because Colonel Davis, who was the chief military prosecutor at Guantanamo, says when he saw the names, he didn't even recognize the names because they didn't even ring any bells.
Well, the Taliban had nothing to do. The Taliban had nothing to do with 9/11. The Taliban is an Afghanistani group, and they don't go outside of Afghanistan to do whatever it is they want to do. They do it there.
But also he said that the names had not come up to him as people in Guantanamo for possible war crimes.
Yeah. All right, Victoria, as usual, thorough job. Thank you, Victoria Jones, here on Good Day with a story on Mr. Bergdahl.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Stories, 24 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The first one, I guess, connected to this song, which was number one during this week. 1974 was the year McCartney had wings. Clank it up, good. Clank it up. Crank it up, Michael. Interesting lyric line for this song. 2 years to the week later, number one during this week in 1976, McCartney again with Wings. Fill up the world with silly love songs. What's wrong with that? Not a thing. I'd like to know. All right, so there are some McCartney items in the news. And referentially, I had you into 1974 with Band on the Run, and this is 76. Actually, on this date, 1976, McCartney and Wings set a record for an indoor concert crowd. 67,100 fans gathered in Seattle to hear the first performance, actually, of Wings with McCartney. This date, 1976. Now, moving, I guess, fast forward to what's going on with McCartney now, since he's been under the weather for a couple of weeks. He has actually rescheduled some of the tour dates here, continuing to recover from that virus he got in Japan last month. He announced, yesterday, tour stops scheduled for mid-June, move to October. Supposed to kick off the first part of the tour this weekend, but they're moving it to next month in Albany. So his first show will be July 5th in Albany. He says he's taking his doctor's advice, take more time to rest, and I think there was actually ever any performance, was there, in Japan?
No. He got there one night and he was sick the next day.
Yep.
And canceled everything.
And for those who wonder how old he is, he's 72. I think I said last week he was 73. But under any circumstance, he's still doing A-okay. Time for a little fun from the late night shows last night as we go through our roster, starting with Conan O'Brien, who is the first, but probably not the last, to have something to say about Hillary's new book.
This week, Hillary Clinton launches the tour for her new book.
Yeah, when he heard, Bill Clinton said, I am so proud of her. And what day exactly is she leaving? He wants to know the minute he hears the car door shut. Now, in a new interview, she's giving a lot of interviews about this book. In a new interview, Hillary Clinton said that she and her husband were dead broke when they left the White House. Yeah. Hillary said things were so bad, the two of them had to share a bedroom.
This is a real story. It's a crazy story. A zoo in Spain was doing a drill to simulate an escaped animal. So one of its employees dressed up as a gorilla. Well, apparently, not everyone knew what was going on because the zoo's veterinarian ended up shooting this guy with tranquilizer darts because they thought he was a real gorilla. The guy was like, don't shoot me. And the vet was like, a talking gorilla. What are you? Give me a rubber reload. I gotta shoot him twice. My question is, why did he have to put on the gorilla suit for that drill? He just wear like an orange vest that says gorilla on it? Like,
nobody's gonna believe it.
It was that orange vest thing over there. Ain't no gorillas have a lot more hair than that. I don't know why a guy from Brooklyn works over at the zoo in Spain. But
in an interview over the weekend, Vladimir Putin's personal envoy said that allowing Finland to join NATO could lead to World War III. Yes. If there's one country that's definitely going to start World War III, it's Finland.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Rich Lowry and Ron Reagan. Coming right up, yes or no, was the Bergdahl-Taliban exchange worth it?
This is Ralph Nader. I've been working with conservatives on issues where we agree, like ending the NSA dragnet, cutting corporate welfare, and challenging trade agreements that undermine our sovereignty and economy. That's why I wrote Unstoppable. It explains how the left and right can work to dismantle the corporate state in 24 major areas for overdue change. You can play a role in this growing convergence and obtain my book by visiting Nader.org today.
Welcome back. Here's today's both sides question for Reagan and Lowry. Let's face it, our commander-in-chief had a 51-49 agonizingly painful decision. Do we trade 5 Taliban for Sergeant Bergdahl? If you were president, would you have done the same?
No, it wasn't wrong to deal with the Taliban. We've dealt with them before. The Bush administration dealt with them, too. We negotiated over Osama bin Laden with the Taliban, if you'll recall.
I do not object to the deal on principle, because what do you do when the Taliban captures one of your soldiers and you want to get him back?
Okay.
You're going to have to talk to him, and if you're going to have any hope of getting back, you're going to have to cut some sort of deal. My bottom line on this is just the price is too high. You know, this is 5 of their top guys, 2 of whom are wanted on war crimes, literally, and they're going back to a place that doesn't have a good track record tracking these guys or stopping them from going back in the fight, and they're supposed to only keep them for a year.
We don't know exactly what this boy did. He apparently had walked away from his unit, which has been cited for poor discipline and bad morale on several occasions. We don't know that he was actually deserting. Yes, you want him back. We don't leave people on the field. You get him back, and these guys, these 5 guys that they're releasing, they've been in Guantanamo Bay for 10 years. They're not much use to anybody.
I'm Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute, today with Rich Lowry and Ron Reagan.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We take a walk. The sun is shining down.
Sounds like Paul McCartney Day today.
Burns my feet. Yeah. As they touch
right?
The ground.
Excuse me. Well, let's get that straightened up. It's Tuesday, right? Yeah, Tuesday morning. That means Dr. Ron Hoffman will join us later in this half hour. We'll be talking with him about some of the latest news that he has also highlighted on his website. If you go to drhoffman.com, he's got a great newsletter he puts out every week. I also want to find out whether fasting, there's a story floating around that fasting is good for your immune system. Let's find out about that as we continue to find out what is going on in the world today. Ken Kessler and I are here. Jennifer is off for the rest of the week. And so we plunge ahead without that all-important female voice. Or do we have some female voices? Here's an issue the ladies on The View brought up yesterday that I thought was kind of interesting. They were talking about parental outrage over a middle school which asked its students about their dating habits. What in the world? A middle school and the school itself even being involved or asking the question? Let's listen to the go-around.
San Diego Middle School outraged parents by having a dating lesson for eighth graders, asking them to stand under the sign that indicated how far they'd go on a date. And the signs read, you know, smiled at, hugged, kissed, above the waist, below the waist, and all the way. Parents lost their minds when they saw, they heard about this. And is it making you crazy?
Think they yes, this, absolutely.
This is the thing that we talked about before. There's a lot of instances like this where we say, like, God, these parents have no idea. I think it's also up to the parents, though, to find out, beginning of the school year, what you plan on talking about. Is there a sex ed class?
But how are we going to go about
doing it?
This school did exactly what they're supposed to. They've been, I'm so tired of these schools, but we've been doing this for years. But it's really on us because they said that they sent out the curriculum and the parents signed off. And I think this is a wake-up call for parents.
It is.
When you have classes like health classes, this is a family life class, those kind of classes, you really must read the curriculum.
But I don't know if it was just the curriculum, because it's one thing to say we're going to talk about sex education, which right. We expect, but then to put them under signs, which pretty much in front of the class exposes to everyone.
All right. So let's just have a quick yes, no, maybe. when it comes to this. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStefan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day. If we have room for anything other than the love and affection that's coming and aimed at Charlotte, perhaps you want to think about your own experiences. You have middle school children, do you? Well, can you remember back to when you did have middle school-aged 8th grade students? Or can you remember back to when you were an 8th grader? Maybe that's the most important reference here. What was it like for you as an 8th grader to begin dating? I guess I remember liking Betty Lou Mayo when I was in the third grade, fourth grade. And then Valerie, I liked her in the 5th grade. I don't remember her last name. It began with a B. Bertolona. I don't know what her last name was. I can see her in her green dress, though, Kenny. Remember that? Let's see. In the 6th grade, I liked Karen Spencer. Continued to like her in the 7th grade. In the 8th grade, I had Gail Sheehy. I really liked her. But there were no conversations that were similar to what was set up in that school in San Diego. You're in San Diego. What's the local rap on this there?
I haven't, actually. I haven't heard anything about this. It could be because my kids aren't in school anymore.
Yeah.
But, I haven't heard anything about it. And I was just trying to think back when they were in 8th grade. I don't remember either of them. They may have been interested, but there was no conversation about dating. There was no boyfriends or girlfriends. There was video games. There was schoolwork. There was TV. That was those were the high points.
Unga bunga. The world has a change, like a soap opera, in a sense. But these questions always are good for a number of things, including self-reflection or parental reflection or reflections on what's going on in the school system. Why do we need these sort of questions is a question that would be asked by a lot of parents. But the sex ed courses, part of the health education curriculum, whether those are appropriate, I suppose they are. Do you think they're appropriate for the 8th grade? Yeah, you better be doing conversation with your youngsters about this by the time they're in the 8th grade. Yep, for sure. Is it comfortable? Heck no. No! But just put yourself back to what it was like when you were in the 8th grade, and that should suffice. I hope that that's the reference that you make, because they'll respect you, your children will respect you more if you bring your own circumstances, if you bring your own stories, if you bring your own truth to the party. Don't you think? Under the circumstances? Yeah, I think that's the way to handle that. All right, let's see here. What do we have with the Sterling lawsuit? No done deal. I thought that the money was exchanging hands this week. The owner of the Clippers, Mr. Donald Sterling, ladies and gentlemen, has pulled the plug on the deal to sell his team. Instead, he says, I'm going to sue the league for $1 billion. What does that mean? He wants $3 billion for the team?
Good luck.
Sterling says that he never wanted to sell the team, believes Commissioner Adam Silver acted in haste by illegally ordering the forced sale of the Clippers, banning him for life from the NBA and imposing that $2.5 million fine. Steve Ballmer said that he would lay down $2 billion to buy the Clippers. Apparently, that's not enough. When is enough enough? Or what's the real issue here? What's the real deal? What do we really need to know? What do we want to know? Are we tired of this? Or do we think, oh, this is good. Let's keep this ball. It's a soap opera, is really what it is. And that's all it is, isn't it? What else is it besides a soap opera?
Apparently, this isn't something new for Sterling, and this has nothing to do with all the reasons he's been in the news lately. But over the years, he's been at the table ready to sign to sell the Clippers and decided at the last minute, no, I'm not going to do it.
Really? The team is not for sale. I do not want to sell the Clippers. My wife has nothing to say. Well, his wife does if she's 50% owner of it, right?
Yeah. Yes, right. She does.
Let's see where that puppy ends up. The sports world talking a lot today about the NCAA announcing a $20 million settlement to former football and basketball players who had their images and likenesses used in a video, or I guess in a number of video games, right? Not just one. Mm-hmm. Number of them. Hoping the settlement will help keep amateurism rules intact for college sports. $20 million will go a long way to paying a lot of college bills. The deal came about a week after Electronic Arts agreed to a $40 million settlement of similar allegations. So if I understand this agreement, which was announced yesterday, by the way, it covers Division I men's basketball and bowl subdivision football players whose images or names were included in game footage or in the Electronic Arts video games. The $40 million settlement covers athletes up until the year 2003, even if they weren't in the games. So how does this work? How is it decided? The football players are getting $400 to $2,000 each. I didn't see a number associated with the basketball players. More money than that, isn't there, Kenny?
And I lost program.
Ah, okay. You got it? Bang, bang, boom. Anyway, I think the point is that these settlements bring us back around to wondering yet again, what are we doing supporting these teams and this kind of play to the extent that we do? And the money that's involved in this, it's obscene. It really is.
Just pay the college players already.
Well, then they're professionals, and so there's no more college basketball, no more college football, right? That's the end of it.
Just change the rules and pay them. There's so much money in college sports anyway, it's kind of ridiculous that they
do. Most of them have a free ride? Do most of these players have complete scholarships?
Most of the good ones, the ones who probably were featured in these video games.
Right. So isn't that enough? You play basketball, you sing for your supper, play for your tuition.
Okay.
I think that's enough.
I'm out of program again.
All right. So he's not able to. I can hear you, but you can't hear us. So, all right. Bing, bang, boom. 17 before the hour. If I can help you for a moment, I'm here to help, actually, in any number of ways. Maybe I can't help you as much as I would like to when it comes to stopping time, bags and puffiness under your eyes. Bags and puffiness, we don't need to have the surgery that a lot of people have. You got wrinkles, facial lines? You can combat them by using Genucel. The new Genucel stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under your eyes is just the thing for both men and women who are aging. You want to age gently? Here's a lady from Littlefield, Arizona. His name is Josie. Quote, I've been using Genucel for 2 weeks. My husband is amazed. He says, all the puffiness is gone from my eyes. I love this product so much. I want to use it on my entire face. Well, Josie, your husband can use Genucel as well because it works for both men and women. And you don't have to use Genucel on your entire face because when you call 800-543-9262, that's 800-543-9262, not only will you get the jar of Genucel, but you're also, when you mention my name, going to get Esotique, the wrinkle treatment that is used by so many people on the rest of their face. So when you order Genucel, make sure you ask for Esotique, dial 800-543-9262. It's a very compelling message. It's a very compelling product, and you'll love the results. You'll see results in 12 hours or your money back. Put it on tonight. See the difference tomorrow. 800-543-9262. It's a great story. I love telling this.
So what brought you in today?
Well, doctor, whenever I get excited, I yodel.
Interesting. So if I said Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members up to $20 in surprise points. And if I were to say surprise points can be used on qualifying purchases both in-store or online. And the points are only valid until June 11th? Amazing.
I know. I'm not even Swiss.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Wins Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvaluein.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
888-302-3684. I always remind people of that number because sometimes there's a little suggestion that comes up in a conversation, no matter what we're talking about, and people want to get an instant answer. So help yourself, because you may be able to get an answer from Dr. Ron Hoffman, who's with us now. Dr. Hoffman has an Intelligent Medicine newsletter, comes out every week. I read it every week. I find it to be very instructive. You can sign up by going to Dr. Hoffman, two Fs, drhoffman.com. You have been writing about drugs to stay away from, and you seem, every time you turn around to find another one, you think people ought to stay away from. You've got this whole list that you have enumerated and explained well why it is that these drugs ought to be avoided. So if you feel they ought to be avoided, and others do as well, how come they're prescribed?
Well, you know, yeah, I'm up to 16 now. I started with the Dirty Dozen, and then I added four last week. So if you go to drhoffman.com, you can check out my picks for drugs that you should never take. And, you know, some of these drugs actually have been partially banned. An example of which is the acne drug Accutane, mm-hmm. which is used very, I mean, it works fantastic on acne, but it just causes all kinds of horrible side effects. So it's virtually impossible to get anymore. You have to get it on special permission from a dermatologist. Regular doctors can't prescribe it. But these drugs persist, and, you know, clearly I think that there's a need for even some of the drugs that I list, but they should be used far less frequently because there are other natural ways to deal with problems.
You know, I'm remembering back to when I was a kid. I had really bad acne, and I took tetracycline.
Oh, yeah.
And what I didn't know at the time, although I was feeling it, I wasn't sophisticated enough to know why I had heartburn. It gave me tetracycline. Gave me horrible heartburn.
Oh, that's what it does. Absolutely. And, you know, you being in the dairy business, you know that animals are given antibiotics almost, you know, from cradle to grave with bad consequences, ultimately, for the animals and for us.
Yeah, right. Tetracycline even still around?
Oh, absolutely. And, in fact, it's used in a new form, low-dose tetracycline or minocycline. It's commonly used for acne. But the bugs are becoming educated. They're actually resistant now to many forms of tetracycline, so it's getting harder to treat acne using antibiotics.
Do you think that fasting helps regenerate one's immune system?
This week, some articles on how fasting can kind of reboot your immune system and your metabolism. Mm-hmm. This is called IF, or intermittent fasting. You don't have to go for a long period of time. You can just go eat really light for a day or two, or you know, go on a light juice fast or use broth, and your body will actually become stronger as a result. It's the natural way, too. People go through periods of eating and then, you know, stop. Deprivation.
Yeah. The gluten-free craze. I was shopping last night. I go into the grocery store. I spent $249. I don't know what the heck I got for $249. But I looked at the gluten-free foods everywhere, and I wondered whether or not people who didn't have celiac problems, I have a touch of it, not bad, but I know that I get indigestion, especially when it comes to cookies and stuff that I love. So the gluten-free taste is getting better. But at any rate, if you were to go gluten-free, would that benefit you if you didn't have a problem with celiac and indigestion and heartburn, that kind of stuff?
Well, it depends. It used to be thought that either you had celiac disease, which is a very, very serious malady, or else you were fine. Now we recognize that there's a spectrum from people who have just devastating problems with celiac, terrible weight loss and horrible autoimmune diseases, to people who just do better when they avoid wheat or they avoid gluten altogether in terms of digestion, in terms of energy. So it's recognized that there's some people are okay. I mean, it's a fad, and you know, a lot of people are following it, but some people can tolerate gluten well. So you really have to distinguish.
Have you ever had a problem with it?
Yeah, I personally don't have celiac disease or severe gluten intolerance, but when I have wheat, my allergies come up. I get
wheat
a lot of congestion.
Really, yeah, wheat's tough on a lot of people, frankly.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a little, you know, they say it's a natural, but in fact, it's a modern food. You know, it's a food
that's
introduced.
Check out drhoffman.com for his website and for the newsletter, drhoffman.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now 53 after the hour. I'm watching Meredith walk Charlotte around in here. For those who don't know, the outcome of the accident she had last Friday is that she's in essence blind. Although we're very hopeful that one of the eyes that was saved will allow her to see again. It's really an interesting reality. I was thinking, like last Friday is like yesterday, because she has, when she and I are together, which is most of the time, if not all the time, she's with me wherever I am. And in the studio room, she comes in, and there was a big old chair that she's had for 11, 12 years, and she's mangled. She's chewed everything out of it. So we took it out yesterday and cleaned in here and put in a bed so that she'd come in and be comfortable. But now we just figure out, because she likes to spread out, not enough room in it. But to see her walking around in here is a joy you wouldn't imagine. Couldn't believe. All right, so let's get to Tech Talk time now. Shelley Palmer is here to talk about a new website that'll help you pick and sort the products that you are shopping for on Amazon. This is more amazing than you can possibly imagine. How people are, everything's for sale now on Amazon. You can get groceries.
Yep.
At Amazon. So I guess all of the retail, we were talking about Walmart, wasn't it? Yesterday we were talking, Kenny, about Walmart and how their business has been corrupted in the manner of speaking and co-opted as well. And Target, I mean, all the retailers, whether you're upscale or mid-scale or downscale, they're all being affected by people who are buying online and Amazon. Remember when, you may or may not remember, when the Amazon stock was first issued, people said, what are you, nuts? Amazon doesn't make any money. They have a terrible business model. It's horrible. I remember the stock started like at 300 and something bucks. I don't know what it is today, but they sure know what they're doing. God love them. Let's get to that report in just a moment. Shelley Palmer here with us on Good Day.
Celebrate the magic of dad at Macy's Father's Day sale with 30 to 75% off store-wide.
plus an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or pass. Designer collections for him, 25% off. Designer suits, separates, dress shirts, and ties, 50% off. Levi's jeans, only $39.99. Plus, at our biggest underwear and socks sale, buy one, get the second 50% off. Find the perfect gift for dad right now at Macy's. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 thing.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. Have you found yourself shopping on Amazon for something you don't know the first thing about? All you want to do is buy a new coffee maker, but you have no idea why some cost $15 and others cost $80. If so, you'll want to check out a new site called 5-Star, which quickly picks out the best products in any Amazon category, then sorts those products by budget. Got $20 to spend on a coffee maker? 5-Star will show you the two best units available at that price. Or, if you want to go spring for a nicer model, you'll see slightly more expensive devices in the same search. For 5-Star, best just doesn't mean highest rated. Instead, the site is built around an algorithm that factors in relevance, popularity, rating, and price. 5-Star was created by a sophomore at Louisiana Tech University who had no idea which toaster he should buy. So he wrote a script that gave him the best toaster for his money. To get started shopping, head over to 5star.io today. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stebbins' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Introducing Orbitz Rewards. It's the only way to earn and redeem rewards instantly. And the only thing better than earning and redeeming instant travel rewards? Earning and redeeming even more instant travel rewards. When you join Orbitz Rewards now, use the promo code GOGOGO for an extra 15% off eligible hotels. Instant rewards you can pile on top of more instant rewards. That's what we call happy. Sign up now at Orbitz.com/rewards to get instant vacation gratification.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Summer's the time to save. So hurry into your local club to find amazing limited-time offers. Pick up 80% Angus ground chuck for only $2.98 a pound. Or save on delicious boneless, skinless chicken breast, just $1.88 a pound. Join Sam's Club today and get summer cooking with incredible prices on premium meats, the freshest produce, and more. Join and save. Sam's Club. Because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Details, 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 details. A lot of information, the technology of Amazon and what goes on in Amazon. The whole, you got to wonder about a person's mind that comes up, the marvel of the mind. Isn't it amazing what people have been able to fit? And this is all sort of following on the heels of My Cool Inventions, which is part of the Doug Stephan Arena now. You can check that.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.